Both coming out to you there. I'm exhausted. The emotion, never mind the players, but the coaching staff went through there to find herself in the playoffs. You know, that was our objective at the start of the season. And, you know, I can't be prouder of the players in the last 2 weeks. There was pressure on us. We're still prepared properly for the Alloa game on Friday night. But to have scored 7 goals and faced what we've faced, they've been a credit to ourselves.
Was there a point in the last few weeks that you thought this might not happen?
No, there's always been a belief, and that's please take that. That's nowhere an arrogance. I thought we got off to a tremendous start to the season. The second third was a hard period in terms of the fixtures, but you're going to face that over the course of the season. And you know, we've shown we knew there were going to be 3 big games coming up at the end, and you know, thankfully we've managed to do it with a game to spare and 2 good victories against Queens and Arbroath to do. Listen, we were tempted, myself, Greg and Jason, to start throwing ourselves. You know, it was one of them. Credit to Arbroath. You know, they were throwing everything at us and never say die attitude. They come from 2 goals down to level the game. Again, I thought a positive reaction from us. We lost a goal against Queens last week, but we went up the park and scored another. And that takes a certain mentality. And I do think we're improving as a squad. I've said it before, I think there's potential in the squad that we can get better. We've not maximised what we're at yet, but you know, we'll enjoy that. We'll enjoy the fact that we're now in the playoffs and it's guaranteed, and prepare for the Alloa game on Friday.
What's spread the character of your squad, Stevie? Because you know, some tough results you mentioned in the Rockford Hearts game. You know, lesser teams might have crumbled at that point, but you know, you've kept going and eventually found a way.
Yeah, and decisions were made today. You know, Declan's playing with a shoulder that's strapped up. He didn't want to rule himself out of the game, and he's been a big part since coming back into the team there. And you take Declan off today for no other reason that, you know, he's carrying a shoulder injury and he's given us what he can. Like Vitas, you know, there was nothing wrong with his performance, but there's a guy that's come over from Lithuania in the lockdown, that's over in the flat, you know, and people forget that. You know, to come out under difficult circumstances at the moment, he's a human being, and when results don't go for you, it takes character. And he'll be the first to say that the players have rallied round to make him feel welcome at Dunfermline, and I think it's shown in his performances. So, as I said, there's decisions made the last couple of weeks where it's not been personal decisions, it's been the right decisions for the team to try and win games of football, and that's what we've got to remain focused with.
Maybe Dick was upset about the third goal, was it? When O'Brien went down and he felt the game should be stopped. What did you see?
No, yeah, listen, there's that much that happened in that game today. You know, I thought we had other chances in the game. I thought we scored 4 really good goals. And listen, I'm not going to get caught up in anything. Dick will have seen the game the way that he wants to see it. I'm just, you know, fully admiration, pride, and support my players for their efforts the last couple of games, because, you know, we've managed to get into the playoff positions and, you know, we can look forward now.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Okay.